January 24th.
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light.
Jesus, light of the world, I am ashamed to say that I have caught myself many times loving darkness instead of your light. For example, when someone offends me, I know that I can come to you and receive healing for their offense committed against me. But oftentimes I am not willing to come to you. My reason? I know that you, Jesus, will heal my heart and turn me into a good friend or wife or mother again. But I do not want to do that, since I reason that my offender does not deserve a good friend or wife or mother like me. Therefore, I would rather stay in darkness myself to take revenge. Precious Jesus, I do not understand why I would want to choose darkness instead of your light. I have caught myself walking in circles to avoid the light. I would focus on the other person's darkness, knowing very well that my own heart is filled with far more darkness. But if I can stay focused on the other person's darkness, mine can stay hidden, and I can hold on to it a little longer. But I know that darkness is like quicksand. It pulls you in slowly until you drown and suffocate.
So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
Jesus, my Savior, the father of lies often tries to persuade me to stay in darkness, to stay where I do not belong, to stay in the state of confusion, hatred, and jealousy, because from there he manipulates me, controls me, commands me. But I will put aside the deeds of darkness. I will stop playing mind games, but become honest with myself by focusing on my own heart and calling a spade a spade. I will ask myself why I feel so angry, so hateful, so jealous. Is it because I feel betrayed? Is it because I feel overlooked? Is it because I feel unlovable? I will surrender my darkness to you, Jesus, so your light may shine on me and heal my heart. I love you, light of the world.